More pallets of baby formula arriving in the U.S. on military planes from overseas. This landing watched by the First Lady, Jill Biden, trying to signal to an angry population that the administration is doing something about it. But on Capitol Hill, the focus is on how did it happen in the first place. Only four companies produce most of the baby formula in the U.S. One was shut down after four babies got sick, two died. The company denies its formula is responsible, but on Capitol Hill, an apology.
The current infant formula shortage is heartbreaking. On behalf of everyone at Abbott, I want to express our extraordinary disappointment about the shortage. We are deeply, deeply sorry.
But there are other questions about how this company was regulated. A whistleblower raised concerns last October that there were problems in the factory, notified the Food and Drug Administration, which didn't tour the facility for another 4 months.
Frankly, the inspection results were shocking. We knew that ceasing plant operations would create supply problems, but we had no choice given the insanitary conditions.
There are things Congress could do to try and prevent this from happening again. They could change the way the program works that gives formula to low-income families, likely increasing competition. But it is unclear that they intend to even try to do that, or if it could even pass this polarized Congress.
But even that won't help with the immediate problems, panicked parents and empty shelves. But there are those trying to find an immediate solution. This volunteer group usually distributes diapers, but now they're focusing on formula. If a volunteer can find it, they'll donate it to families who can't or simply can't afford to buy it themselves.
I catch myself thinking it's unbelievable that we're in the U.S. and there are babies that can't be fed. I mean, every can of formula we give out, I think, wow, at least the baby will be fed for a few more days, but you do not expect something like this here.
A crisis for parents and a country. Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera, Washington.